Rupture of the fallopian tube?
This is normal.
That's normal?
They love this question. They love this question. They love they love giving you a scenario where they're like, hysterosalpingogram shows dye leaks into the peritoneal cavity, and you're like, oh my god, is it a rupture of like the fallopian tube or uterus? It's not. It's normal because the fallopian tubes are open at the end, right?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So they'll either ask you just straight up like this, or they'll show you an image where there's actually leakage of fluid, and you just need to know it's normal.
Okay, got it.
Easy question, and it's an easy point for you.
Okay.
Next.
Good to know. Systocele?
Good. So in this case, they didn't give you a lot of information, but it's the only correct answer. So the shelf exam for abscond really wants you to know your seals, your herniations, right? So systocele is anterior superior. You said anterior posterior. but you nailed it, right? So systocele, anterior superior vaginal wall. Urethrocele, anterior inferior. Enterocele, posterior superior. Rectocele, posterior inferior. They can also say for superior, quote unquote, high on the vaginal wall. So there's an enterocele question where they say there's a herniation high on the posterior vaginal wall, and that just means posterior superior. There's another version of asking the urethrocele question where they're going to tell do you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, it's like the cotton tip applicator at like a 45 degree angle.
Smashed it. So we've done that. Good. So if they tell you the vaginal wall appears well supported, but cotton tip applicator placed into the urethra moves at 45 degree, that's still urethrocele. Good. And uterine prolapse, do you know how that presents? Do you know what they're going to tell you in the question?
No, I don't.
So I can the most important thing I'll tell you right now. You ready? This is points for you. It sounds so obvious, but this is points for you.
Okay.
They're going to tell you that there was gentle cord traction, not vigorous cord traction.
Okay.
You're like, well, it wasn't vigorous. They're going to say there was gentle cord traction, and now the uterus is not palpable on abdominal exam, and she's hypotensive. That's uterine prolapse.
Okay.
And then Bartholin gland cyst, they'll say like 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock position.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
For your shelf, I would say one of the most important details is knowing what is the most likely cause of an abnormal AFP.
Okay.
Which is what?
Like test hair?
So if a woman has an abnormal AFP, in her shelf exam, the most likely cause is dating error.
Dating error, okay.
So you're going to re-ultrasound.
Okay.
You're not going to redo the AFP first. You're not going to do that. You're just going to ultrasound. You're going to re-ultrasound to get the dates proper.
Okay. That makes
sense. And as you know, there's decreased AFP in Down syndrome and Edwards syndrome. Right? And increased AFP in things like multiple gestation pregnancy or emphalocele. Gastroschisis, anencephaly, any neural tube defect, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.